Ready for a steady stream of hot takes and searing insights on today's most talked about topics? Cool. You could listen to that when you're done here. This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
The following programming is EI, educational and informative.
Oh, I don't think so.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
I'm informative.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird if you like that sort of thing.
I'm informing you. Watch out, I'm informing you. Watch out. Uh-oh, here comes another piece of information. I'm informing you. I am exhausted from informing you. Whew. Whoa. Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I think you knew that when you came here, right? All right, this is how it's going to go down. You're going to sit in the chair and shut up, and I'm going to talk for half an hour. Wouldn't life be grand for me if that were the case? Let me introduce some of the people that make this show possible. You're listening to the fine, educated, informative music of Jason Shaw, who composed and performs as we hear. He does the opening, closing themes. Incidentally, he does the incidental music on the show. Jason Shaw, ladies and gentlemen. And then there's John Shanahan, the voice, the announcer, the comedy writer. He does everything, and I try to take credit for it, but it's not me. It's John Shanahan. You can catch his podcast, Hypnagogue. There's a link to that on NewEnglandBroadcasting.com. My name is Peter. And then there's Nicole Reed. She's the British voice that you hear at the beginning of the program. Is she really British? I don't think so. She books many of the national interviews that we do on this program because I don't have the time, nor the patience, or the ability. There are other people involved, but I just don't care about them as much. So let's just leave it at that. And then there's you. Thanks for coming. Without you, I'd still be doing this, so it doesn't make any difference. It's the advertisers that I'm after, not you. Not you. You're okay. Don't worry about it. I'm good. I'll be guest hosting my own show this week. You can't tell the difference, but I'm guest hosting myself. I know, it's weird. Okay. Are you ready to get started? Sit down, be quiet, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please prepare yourselves. It is that time again for Ron's Fact of the Day.
As if I had one. I wouldn't say anal retentive, because I'm not. I would say I am just, my mind overworks, which is not a great thing, believe me. It's a condition, I suppose. I don't know what you call it. Mind working over an ism. I'm always thinking and coming up with stuff that I don't eventually do anyway. So it's kind of futile in a sense. There are various things in life that bother me that may bother you as well, but you would never talk about this because you're not as anal retentive, whatever that means, which I don't think I am. I have allergies, I know that. I don't know what to. I think to human beings. I get allergic around people. I do. I get allergic. I sneeze, I cough, I go into convulsions, and it's just being around people. And I it's not a condition of social problems. It's just that I don't really care for people all that much. Animals, they're okay, you know, as long as I can control them. But people, I can't control them, I have found. As much as I try, I cannot control other people. And that kind of pisses me off to an extent. Anyway, here's something that bothers me. There's a television commercial. I watch a lot of television. Some of you may say, well, I don't watch TV. I just stream things. I don't even know what you're talking about. Is that like Field and Stream? What is that, a magazine about watching movies? I'm not sure about that. Anyway, there's a television commercial. On the commercial, they have the spokesperson woman, Christina Hall. I know you don't know who she is, so I shall explain. She did a show on Home and Garden television. By the way, Home and Garden, HGTV, I see a lot of home. I see no garden. I see no garden whatsoever on that channel. It's Home and Garden TV, no gardens, no shows about gardens at all, only homes. So let's kind of like start rebranding, shall we? HTV, stop with your G. Ain't no garden, doesn't stand, the G doesn't stand for anything now because you're not using the garden part. Anyway, Christina Hall, she's a decorator. She remodels houses and crap like that. And she's an attractive blonde. Oh, I wonder how she got on television. I have no idea, right? Anyway, now she's a spokesperson for jacuzzi home remodeling. In other words, if you have a bathtub that is disgusting and you just want to shower, sorry, I almost choked on my own phlegm. If you just want to shower so you don't fall down and have to trip over the tub wall and all that kind of stuff, they do bathroom remodeling and they will change out your bathtub for this beautiful new shower. And Christina Hall is the spokesperson. Here's a problem with that. It's not that I don't like her, but I resent her. When attractive, blonde, long-haired, blue-eyed women get these jobs on TV, it's almost like, all right, come on now. Just, you know, don't you understand, lady, you're being used. It's not necessarily because of your talent, of which you may have some to some extent, but it's because of the way you look, okay? All right, let's get down to it. So I don't care for her in that sense, and I don't think she's talented, but that's just me. So she's the spokesperson. Here's my problem with her. She has what is called a spokesperson misunderstanding of how to talk. I know it's a long phrase, but it explains it really well. She never really learned how to talk. She heard other people talk, and in a very simplistic, almost juvenile manner, when she says a sentence, she raises her voice where there's a comma. Her voice goes up in an inquisitive kind of questionable tone, almost like she's asking a question whenever there's a comma in the sentence. And then at the period, her voice goes down to just normal and below normal levels. I'll give you an example. I went to school yesterday. I saw a picture of a dog. And I decided I wanted to get a dog. So I did. See, everything before the comma is hi, and then so I did, and then we're down. This is her speech pattern on everything she says, and it annoys me. Ron, are you annoyed by speech patterns now? Yes, because I have this condition and disease, you understand. I'm now going to demonstrate by playing the first part of the commercial. It's just a sentence, but it demonstrates what I'm saying and how annoying that is to me. Tell me if this annoys you as well. Listening to the speech pattern now.
Jacuzzi bath remodel combines safety and style so you don't have to compromise. Because wherever you're at in life, you deserve to start and end your day in a spectacular space designed just for you.
Okay. And now I'm going to go to say, I'm going to go to some lay, and then I'm going to go to fray, and then I'm going to go to church and pray, and that's what I'm going to do. I went to the store yesterday, and I saw a person in the store, and then I bought some merchandise, and I paid at the cashier, and then I went home. Now you're probably saying to yourself, Ron, that is so petty, I can't believe you. Yeah, but if she says more than a couple of sentences and just goes on like that, it's just annoying to me. It's totally annoying.
Jacuzzi Bath Remodel combines safety and style so you don't have to compromise. Because wherever you're at in life, you deserve to start and end your day in a spectacular space designed just for you.
Wow. I want to go to bedroom and have sex, and then they can touch me wherever you want, and then maybe we can go and have some dinner, and then we'll go to bed. What if I talk like that for half an hour? You would see how annoying that can be. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here. I'm really happy that you're not somewhere else, but I'm glad that you're here, and I hope you're enjoying yourself, because it's really a nice thing to do to listen to the show, so thank you so much for being here. All right. Anyway, how are you? Good to be with you on this fine, upstanding day. I got a question for you. I have a Twitter account. I don't know how much money is in it, but no, wait, that's a savings account. Wait a minute. I have a Twitter account. No money involved. Yeah, it's, but Ron, it's not a Twitter account. Excuse me. I think I know if I have one or not. No, you don't have one because there's no more Twitter. There's no more Twitter? Shut up.
Shut up!
Are you kidding me? Ladies. All right. There's no more Twitter? No, there's not. It's not called Twitter anymore. Once upon a time, there was a stuck-up asshole billionaire who bought the Twitter thing, which was kind of not a wonderful deal because Donald Trump ruined everything there is about Twitter. Donald Trump abused it, as he does everything in life, and ruins it. Well, so did Elon Musk. Everything Elon Musk touches, he abuses, and it goes to crap. He bought Twitter, and then he fooled with it, and then people started saying, I'm not putting up with this crap, and they went to other places, because there are always other places to go. So Elon Musk said, oh my God, I ruined Tesla, now I'm going to ruin the Twitter. I've got to change the name quickly. Apparently that worked for Facebook. So, yeah, Facebook is not. It's Facebook, but it's Meta. What? I don't know either. So Elon Musk changes the name of Twitter to X. Excuse me? Twitter seems so, like, gentle and fun and fluffy, you know, like Twitter, like this, what a bird does. As a matter of fact, the bird was the icon of Twitter. Now Elon Musk comes along, and It's an X with a dark black background. Elon, I don't get you. I really don't. This guy, Elon Musk, is actually, his first name is stupid. His last name was like a cologne from the 60s. So I'm not understanding that whole deal. So he changes it to just an X. So now people say, yeah, I went to X. Is this a math problem? Is this an algebra problem? I have to figure out what X is. No, that's the name of the thing, Ron. That's the name of the company. It's X. That's a stupid name for a company. And the logo is an X with a dark, black, sinister background. What did you do to it? What did you do here, Elon? Elon's coming. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, and I know you will if I am. I get confused between now X, we call it, which is Twitter, X, and I get confused between that and Xfinity because they both have the same logo. They're both X's just with different backgrounds. I don't know. I just don't know. Xfinity isn't even a thing. It's infinity. There's no such thing as Xfinity. Comcast made that up. They made a word, and then they used it to death to the point where now it's part of our American heritage. What? That's American heritage? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It doesn't have to happen in the past for it to become heritage really quickly. I don't know. I still can't understand Facebook. I can't. They changed the look of the page, and now I can't figure out what it is. I can't access my own stuff. I don't even know what the hell's going on with this. Don't get a media manager, like a social media manager like I did, because once they take over, now I can't do stuff that I used to do because she's doing it. And then she stopped doing it, and I have to call her every time I want something done. Well, I got rid of her. I didn't kill her or anything. I just said we're going to have to part ways. And she says, what? I don't understand what that means. It means I'm no longer doing business with you. Oh, okay. Why don't you just say that? Well, I don't know. I was being poetic, okay? Here's my problem with the internet as a whole. I don't know my passwords to anything. When you're starting a new app or some app, and they ask for, you know, like create a password, and it has to have 23 letters in it with 16 symbols and 6 capitals and the name of your grandmother. I mean, it's all got to be in there in alphabetical order. I don't know. So you got to think of, and no matter what password I use, there's a little message that says that's not strong enough. Well, fuck you. I mean, that's what I want. So tell me what's not strong enough. Who the hell do you think you are? I know of autocorrect, but password correct? Come on. I'll choose my own password. Don't tell me what to do. God. That's what happened with Roe v. Wade. You know, not letting women do what they choose to do. Now they got password auto-correction. I can't even use the passwords that I want because apparently there's not enough letters. Well, that's my choice. So I have to create a password. And if you don't write it down, you'll never forget it. Yeah, I mean, sorry, you'll always forget it. See, now you're screwing me up. If I don't write the password down, I will always forget it. And I always think when I create the password, oh, I'm not going to forget this one. 2 minutes later, I have no idea what my password is. So I'm writing down passwords all over the place on little slips of paper. Well, Ron, do you know that there's an app where they store all your passwords? Oh, well, that sounds safe. So in other words, if a person happens to hack the app that stores all my passwords and what the passwords go to, then I'm in trouble, right? Someone's got all my passwords. So why should I trust that won't be hacked, but everything else will? I mean, come on, man. I'm not stupid. Well, that's not true. Maybe I am. I just don't know anymore. All right. I have an interesting guest coming up momentarily. I think you will find the person interesting as well. We're coming up on the holiday season, and I got to tell you, I'm running out of ideas. Then I came across this.
Do you know that there is one item that can not only increase your home's beauty, but its value? That would be placemats. Hello, I'm George Karanapikopoulos, owner of George K's Wholesale Placemat Warehouse, your one-stop for all your placemat needs. We have a placemat for every room of your house. That's right, placemats are not just for the dining room anymore. Anywhere you might make a spill, or maybe where you eat, like in front of the TV, I do it all the time like you. You want a placemat. We have fancy placemats, like in bamboo or teak. That's right, teak. Nice plastic laminate ones for no stains, even blue. We can custom make you placemats in as little as 2 weeks. Come to our showroom at the intersection of Route 27 and the Holbrook Turnpike. You're going to like what you see. Your placemat is waiting for you at George K's Wholesale Placemat Warehouse.
Elizabeth Johnson is a mental health expert, an RN, an APRN, a PMHC. She's a lot of different letters. But the mental health expert is what I'm interested in today. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Well, this is about the holidays coming up, or regularly, every day of life, really. And it's how to maintain your mental well-being and stress during the holidays. I don't need the holidays to have stress Elizabeth. It's become quite a road trip here.
Yeah.
When I speak to people and we get into conversation, it's amazing how many people that I speak to have anxiety and they admit it. And I've not heard anything like that before. Is it because we're talking about mental stress more, or because we're actually experiencing it more?
I think it's certainly both. I think that, you know, seasonally you'll see the evolution of different types of stressors. Now, this time of year, it's waking up in the darkness and coming home from work in darkness for many people, or erratic weather patterns that can really alter travel plans or increase isolation. And that certainly doesn't help anxiety or depression. And we're in a season that is absolutely immersed in nothing but eating and drinking. And that's also challenging for people that are trying to live a healthy lifestyle or trying to manage their diabetes or live sober. So I think you're right. I think it's the holiday season in many ways can be gasoline on the fire.
Yeah.
We're all, you know, having that daily life stressors anyways, but there certainly are some unique factors that are occurring this time of year.
There are certainly. And next year they're going to be compounded by a national election, so it's going to be crazy. You'll be quite busy, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, in the summer you have salads and things and, you know, and maybe a hot dog here and there, but the holidays, my God, during, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, it's the heavy drinks and the rich foods and the pies. It's tough to navigate. And how important is nutrition when it comes to mental health?
Well, I always tell my patients that our heads are not detached from the rest of our body. In other words, thinking we can silo our minds and our emotions away from the rest of our health is actually quite silly. We are one human being.
Yeah.
And so it's very much yin and yang, where the state of my mental health can certainly impact my physical health in terms of fatigue or maybe migraine headaches or pain, and vice versa. Patients that live in a lot of chronic physical suffering can certainly have a mental health impact on them.
Sure. I mean, physically it increases blood sugar and blood pressure and all those good things that half of America is battling with or doesn't even know they're battling with it, unfortunately. And those are the comfort foods that have all the fats and all those things in it. So what do we do? What do we do, doctor?
Well, a few practical tips. I'm a bite-sized person, no pun intended, with the food conversation. But so, for example, if you're somebody that struggles with the long nights and the prolonged darkness, maybe consider putting some in your house on a timer, so that way when you come home from work, you're not walking into total darkness and wanting to do nothing but put comfy clothes on and crawl into bed at 5:30 at night. You're walking into a bright environment that kind of wakes you up and says, okay, it's the other part of my day. Let's keep going.
Right. We do have lights now. We don't have to do kerosene lamps. And also, they also make daylight bulbs, which mirror the intensity of daylight as far as the, I don't know what it's called, the luminance or whatever, but it mirrors daylight. They sell those bulbs, just regular, you know, just screw
they
in.
They do.
Yeah.
There's even little desk lamps called happy lights
that
you can get that also mirror it. And sometimes it's as simple as, even though it's only 30 degrees out, I'm sitting in my car driving home and the sun is shining and it feels good.
Yeah.
I mean, look at our animals. Even they will gravitate to that sunny spot in the window during the day.
Yeah.
So I think it's safe to say all of creation enjoys sunlight.
Yes, at some point. I couldn't live in the Scandinavian countries necessarily. Okay, let's talk about something called GeneSight. It's a GeneSight test. What exactly is that?
So GeneSight is a genetic test that's been out for years that clinicians can use. And really, it looks at the patient's DNA and how that DNA has an impact on the metabolism of mental health medications.
Mm-hmm.
So simply put, it's a test. It's obtained through a cheek swab and collecting that patient's DNA, and really then creating a roadmap to say, okay, based on this person's struggle or their diagnosis, what medications may be genetically best for them in terms of meds that will have the highest likelihood of working well and meds with the least likelihood of side effects. So basically, it's helping create like a roadmap as a clinician to say, I want to make a more scientific decision to treat my patient on their mental health, as opposed to playing this kind of guessing game and trial and error game, which many clinicians we've done for years in the past.
Yes. I mean, that's done with all kinds of medications, especially blood pressure medications. You have to like mix and match, and that can take a long time before you find the formula, and then that formula doesn't work after a period of time. That's very frustrating in itself.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
There are a large percentage of Americans that do indeed suffer from anxiety, ADHD, and other conditions that they don't even know they have, and we don't even talk about it. It's almost like a pandemic, could I say?
Absolutely, an epidemic.
Yeah. Well, okay, same thing. It's got the demic at the end. Okay. All right. Where do I go for more information about this?
You can look at genesight.com/holidaymentalhealth.
Great. All right. And I guess it's also behooves somebody who lives with someone who looks like they're depressed or anxious to also approach them when they may not even realize it themselves. I guess that can happen too, right?
Absolutely. Depending on the severity of symptoms and how long they've been lasting, it's definitely wise to encourage a conversation with a healthcare provider. And honestly, if meds are part of that conversation, GeneSight can be a wise tool to incorporate into that treatment plan.
Okay. And for one to go through that, they don't necessarily have to see a psychologist. Well, a psychologist can't get into the medicines, but psychiatry, that used to be you'd have to go in that direction. This is kind of like commonplace now by a regular physician?
Oh, yeah. Your advanced practice providers, good, your primary care physicians, pediatricians, they all have access to order the test.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for the information. One more time where we can get that information.
Beansight.com/holidaymentalhealth.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate the time. All right. Well, thank you to my guests, and thank you to you for being here. You're really wonderful. I just figured that out, you know. You don't understand that I know exactly who listens to this program. I do. I have a list. When you click on me, and by the way, I love the feeling of that, I know who you are. I'm collecting data and your passwords. If you're listening to me on the radio on a syndicated station, I have no idea who you are. So do the radio thing. Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this. You know, I could talk politics, but I'm not going to because it scares me, because 2024 is going to be a tumultuous, horrible year because we're either going to have a democracy or a dictatorship, and that's always fun, right? Make those decisions. Nikki Haley used to be with the UN. She was the ambassador there, whatever she was. Secretary. I don't know. Anyway, she's Nikki Haley is running for president, challenging Donald Trump. And I'm saying to myself, well, any port in a storm, okay, Nikki, whatever. I don't even care what you stand for, just not him, okay? Anyway. Nikki Haley says something that's a little annoying, but they all do. She says, China, you know China, that country, China will end up in the ashtray of history. Okay, excuse me. Yeah, Nikki Haley says this, and it's in a television commercial that's being run all the time. She says, China will end up in the ashtray of history. Well, let me tell you something. If China ends up in the ashtray of history... By the way, I didn't know that history smoked and also has an ashtray. I did not know that, but apparently Nikki Haley knows something I don't know. I guess people in China still smoke. I really don't know. Is that the internet? I don't know what you mean by that. Is that what you're trying to say? China's going to end up in the ashtray of history. Let me tell you something. If China ends up in the ashtray of history, quote unquote, Nikki, so is the United States. We're going to be also in the ashtray of history as well. Because here's the fact, and you can't change it anymore. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, as I famously say. If China fails, so does the United States. Do you understand how economically linked we are? And you don't want to unlink from China. You owe them too much money. And China don't want to unlink from us. We buy their shit. We're in a partnership like you wouldn't believe. So, Nikki, we should get along, not that our economic partner should end up in the ashtray of history. Stop it, Nikki. Just stop. Stop making stupid comments like that. You're supposed to be getting along to work with people, not to insult them. Oh, that's right. You're a Republican. Okay. We're going to say goodbye. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. But until that time arrives, I wish you peace.